Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 64. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 39. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, if you have a suspended driver's license in the state of Kansas, some experts say that you can still drive a vehicle in the state. As according to the Kansas Department of Revenue, they say that those with a suspended license do have an opportunity to switch from a suspended license to a restricted license in Kansas. KSNT News reports that the majority of people with suspended licenses in the state say that it's due to unpaid citations that do have the ability to, quote, gain essential driving rights back, according to the KDOR. The post was shared on social media by the Riley County Police Department, where they say with a restricted driver's license, you still have the ability to drive a vehicle to and from dropping off or picking up children from childcare or school, purchasing groceries or fuel for the vehicle, going to any religious worship service held by a religious organization, attending medical appointments or emergencies, attending court-required appointments, or going to and from work. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The biggest names in entertainment come to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Saturday, January the 11th. See Mark Chestnut live and in concert. Mark Chestnut in an all-ages show. Get your tickets now at sevenclans.com or the Players Club. Mark Chestnut. In Newkirk at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk. The biggest names in entertainment play.
The city of Hutchinson, Kansas, says that while the elections may be done for 2024, that voters will have an opportunity within the public school district of USD 308 to have a say on the approval of an upcoming $109.5 million bond for the school district. KSN News reports that the Board of Education had unanimously approved putting the bond up for a vote for the community, with the vote set for April 1st of 2025. They say that if the bond is approved, it would pay for a new middle school at 23rd and Severance in the city of Hutchinson that would include a sixth grade wing, a grass football practice field, and a production kitchen. According to the officials of USD 308, they say that the project would help save money for the community on their improvements by using existing district resources. In other news, homeless numbers across the state of Kansas have grown to over 2,800 individuals for this year so far, a 50% increase, as state legislators say as they head back to Topeka, they want to address the issue regarding violating city ordinances for loitering and trespassing.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-American with News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen, along with a state delegation, have officially returned from a week-long trade and diplomatic mission to Central Europe at the end of last week as they were visiting with businesses in Germany, saying that they are having ties with the state of Nebraska with ongoing trade relations. According to the Nebraska Examiner, one of the meetings that they did have included with meetings with the company of Bayer, a global enterprise that operates crop science facilities across the Midwest, including major research stations that could be built in Beaver Crossing, Nebraska. They say the group also scheduled a stop in Evonik, a global company that develops specialty chemicals for a variety of different industries, including animal feed additives, that's been working through Blair, Nebraska since the year 2000. According to the governor, he did release a statement saying that, quote, we're showing our appreciation and discussing how each company can have a greater impact in our state. Two things are very clear from our time here. First, everyone we've met in Germany absolutely loves the people in Nebraska, and they love our beef.
If you've got a coin collection and want to turn it into money, look no further than Phil's Coins and Bullion at 9344 West Central Avenue. Phil's Coins and Bullion will give you the best deal you can find and will always treat you right. You can check them out at philscoins.com to start your shopping there. Whether your coins are U.S. or foreign, Phil's Coins will give you top dollar for what you have. Come down to Phil's Coins and Bullion today. And don't forget, Phil's Coins and Bullion is Kansas' premier bullion dealer.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Looking for a night of festive fun? Join Twin Valley Developmental Services for the annual Christmas Cheer in the Pines on Friday, November 22nd from 6 to 11:30 p.m. at the Waterville Firehouse. Enjoy a cozy evening filled with holiday magic, entertainment, and take your shot at winning incredible raffle prizes. For more details, email Stacy at stacyweighting@tvdsi.com. Don't miss the event that kicks off the season of giving, Christmas Cheer in the Pines.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business, with approval for a new vehicle for the Sheriff's Department at $60,000 and a pair of rotary cutter mowers for a total of $45,000. A disaster declaration for a portion of Marshall County from the October 30th storm was approved, with damage primarily in the Vermilion area. County Treasurer advised Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting the Health Department budget was some $45,000 short, with some $75,000 in invoices turned in recently. Shortfalls were discussed with Director Tiffany Heyman, who noted some expenses would be covered by grants that are not yet fully funded. Accounting for those, the budget still appears to be some $25,000 over, and overages in recent years for the department were also among discussions. In conclusion, the treasurer noted the health department and some others over budget. Next year's finances could be a challenge. Marshall County Fair Association annual meeting will be Wednesday, November 20th at 7 p.m. at the 4-H Achievement Center at the Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Washington County FFA alumni was named the top chapter in the nation at the National Conference in October, and Tim Zinger was also one of the top three in the nation. They were recognized by the local district at the November 11th school board meeting. Tim Zinger was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
FFA was always really important to me in high school. Gave me a lot of experience with CDs. Of course, back then we just called them contests, but I did livestock judge a lot and got a scholarship to go to college, livestock judging. You know, just always really enjoyed FFA. My kids were really involved. I had two district star farmers, and two of my kids were district officers. One was a state officer. I just feel like FFA did a lot for me in developing my leadership skills and being able to make decisions, and especially talk in front of people. I really noticed that in my kids, too, between 4-H and FFA. They can all get them to talk in front of people without any problems and be leaders. And you know, I just felt like it was a good organization to help develop a lot of leadership skills and life skills.
If you missed the public affairs program, it's available as a podcast on our website at KNDYRadio.com and on our social media. Tim Zinger with the Washington County FFA alumni was our guest, and his daughter Shay was recently recognized as well at the National Convention with the FFA American Degree Award.
FFA is just a great experience as far as developing speech skills, leadership skills. It's not just plows, cows, and sows, FFA and ag anymore. I mean, agriculture is so diverse. Go to college in food science and baking science and milling science. I mean, you know, everybody has to eat, and FFA has competitions for milk quality and food science and veterinary science and livestock judging and land judging and ag mechanics and leadership, parliamentary procedure, I mean, just everything. It's, in my opinion, it's well-rounded. You get out of what you put into it and what you want to participate in. I mean, you know, it's so wide open, I guess, and especially developing leadership skills and being able to talk in front of people and decision-making. You know, that's something that we all can benefit from, even as we age and get further along in life. I mean, I'm still developing my leadership skills and being able to talk in front of people and different things. So I encourage anybody to join FFA. The FFA alumni and supporters, you do not have to have been an FFA member to be a member of FFA alumni and supporters. The FFA alumni and supporters is a chapter to help support your local FFA chapter and ag teacher in any way, and that's any way possible. So I would encourage anybody to look into doing that. Some chapters don't have alumni supporters. They have more of a booster program, which is great. They're doing basically the same thing as a booster chapter, though you don't maybe qualify for some of the help from Kansas FFA alumni supporters and the foundation. But it's still, it's all going back to the kids and the FFA members. So
Donnie R. Don Wilkinson, age 72, of Hanover, passed away November 10. Memorial service is planned Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Christian Church in Barnes. Private interment at the Pine Hill Cemetery north of Barnes at a later date. Visitation Monday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Don Wilkinson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, biscuit, beans, peas and pearl onions, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, ham loaf, baby bakers, green beans, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Westerly winds still between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny and breezy throughout Wednesday again with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 78. The average low 32 and the record low 5 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:13, sunrise in the morning at 7:11. 52 degrees with rain showers, and they will continue the better part of the day today. Off and on, at least. Activity budging into southeast Nebraska and encompassing the better part of Kansas this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 18th of November. KNDY News time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Grab new scrubs and breakfast grub Monday, November 18th at Blue Valley Health and Rehab in Blue Rapids. Scrubs on wheels will be parked out front for any nurse, technician, hygienist, or anyone needing new scrubs from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. And while you're stopped, grab a coffee, latte, mocha, or a bite for breakfast from Curbside Cafe from 9 until 11. If you can't make it to Blue Rapids, Scrubs on Wheels will be at Cambridge Place in Marysville that afternoon. Liven up your scrub selection on November 18th at Blue Valley Health and Rehab in Blue Rapids from 8 to 11 a.m. or Cambridge Place in Marysville that afternoon.
1972 Dolphins are safe again. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Miami is the last and still only NFL team to have an undefeated season en route to winning the championship. Chiefs losing in Buffalo yesterday. Kansas City was the final unbeaten team this year. They are now 9-1. Bills a 30-21 win yesterday. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes hoping it re-energizes the Chiefs.
You can use it as fuel. I mean, like I said, it's a good football team, so nothing to hang your head out, head on. I'm losing to them, but we feel like we can play better, so we'll get back to work and try to use this as a spark so that we can be a better football team in the end. And the undefeated thing was cool, but that's not our ultimate goal, so we'll keep building towards that.
Chiefs with the loss fall to 9-1. Lions get another win. They are 9-1. They trounce Jacksonville 52-6. Jared Goff, 412 yards and 4 touchdowns and a perfect passer rating for the second time this season. Vikings by 10 over the Titans for their 8th win. Packers are 7-3 after surviving and beating the Bears. Green Bay blocking a field goal attempt at the gun. Steelers deny the Ravens a 2-point try with a minute to go. They hang on to beat Baltimore 18-16. Chargers get a game-winning touchdown with 18 seconds to go and beat the Bengals in the Sunday night matchup. Seahawks get a game-winning touchdown with 12 seconds to go and beat the Niners. Niners this season have 3 losses when they've led in the final 2 minutes. NBA, the Cavaliers remain perfect. They beat the Hornets, and they're now 15-0. Minnesota gets a buzzer beater, a 3-pointer from Julius Randle as they beat the Suns. Mavs by 2 over the Thunder, 121-119. Pacers top Miami, 119-110. Season-high 34 for Miles Turner. On the ice, Capitals beat Las Vegas 5-2. Alex Ovechkin with a hat trick. Ovechkin now needs 29 more goals to break Wayne Gretzky's record.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from 1 Pilates studio to 3. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, a week of major corporate earnings reports is underway, sending stock futures slightly higher. On Friday, the Dow Jones fell 300 points and ended the week at 43,445. The S&P gave up 1.3%, the NASDAQ 2.25%. You'll have some company if you're traveling for Thanksgiving. AAA predicts nearly 80 million of us will be on the move over the long holiday weekend, including a 20% jump in bookings for Thanksgiving cruises. Health officials are warning of an E. coli outbreak that has sickened 39 people across 18 states and left one person dead. Grimway Farms has recalled multiple brands of bagged organic baby and whole carrots that are thought responsible for the illnesses. And Kraft Heinz has been hauled into court over mac and cheese. A judge is allowing a proposed class action lawsuit to move ahead over allegations the company misled consumers when it said it used no artificial flavors, preservatives, or dyes. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A GOP election sweep increased the odds that next Congress will have to produce a new farm bill, and largely from scratch. That's according to one industry leader. Renewable Fuels Association Senior Vice President Troy Bradenkamp suggests the lame duck Congress just got more lame.
With the Senate moving over to the Republican control, I don't think there's going to be any last-minute farm bill being put together in a lame duck session. There's going to be a one-year extension,
leading into a newly empowered GOP majority to restart the farm bill process.
And then obviously set up for kind of starting from scratch in a new Congress, in the 119th Congress, with a new farm bill approach.
Perhaps more in line with this year's GOP push for better price supports or more farm in the farm bill. But Bradenkamp's hope for a last-minute economic disaster relief for farmers may face headwinds. Longtime Ag Senator Chuck Grassley explains.
This has never been done before, and I believe it would be a bad precedent.
I also think it would take away the incentive for Republicans to come to the table for a five-year farm bill.
Grassley argues commodity price assistance belongs in Title I of the farm bill, leaving the heavy lifting on a long-delayed bill until next year, Braden Camp states.
And obviously, the corn farmers, the soybean producers, and those that are on the ground working the fields and feeling the challenges that they're having right now will have a lot of input.
Once again, that's RFA's Troy Braden Camp. Now, one quick note conclusion shows President-elect Donald Trump's threat of mass deportation risks hurting the domestic agriculture sector, already struggling with labor shortages. That's according to Matt Karstens, chief executive officer of Iowa's biggest farm cooperative, who said Trump's plan should be approached carefully. Bloomberg reports farming would be one of the biggest U.S. sectors hit should the incoming administration move forward with kicking potentially millions of undocumented immigrants out of this country. Sam Speck with your latest ag news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Yoni's disease is a concern that cattle, sheep, and goat producers should be watchful of in their herd. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck discusses how the disease is transferred and when cattle usually show clinical signs. He explains what those signs are.
What it is, it's a bacterial infection caused by Mycobacterium avium subspecies paratuberculosis. We call it MAP for short, but it's a bacteria and it causes a chronic diarrhea, basically a chronic intestinal disease. The infection occurs through animals. They have to ingest the organism, and so it's through something contaminated with feces or colostrum in milk, and then some cows in the later stages of the disease can actually pass the organism to the fetus before birth.
Hanselcheck says when cattle are commonly infected versus when they show signs.
If we have an animal that becomes clinical for yonis, we can be assured that that animal became infected probably in the first 6 months of life. But the average age when they start showing clinical signs, which is chronic diarrhea, weight loss, and what we call bottle jaw, is 4 to 5 years of age. So there's a really, really long incubation period in there. Experimentally, we can infect older cows, but it's pretty rare. We don't even really consider that to be an issue.
There are many health concerns with Yoni's disease, and he says how it is often introduced into herds.
Well, it has a lot of repercussions. Number one is it does cause the chronic wasting and the diarrhea, and these animals are unhealthy, and so we're losing some productivity there. The other major thing about this, at least for some of us, is that there's a zoonotic drumbeat out there that suggests that this organism is associated with multiple human diseases. And so controlling in our cow-calf and our dairy herds is probably very, very important. It's a purchase disease. And so herds that are negative, and let me make sure that most cow-calf herds are negative. If they become positive, it's more likely they purchased a bull or a heifer or a cow that was infected, that was shedding, and then their young calves got exposed to it, and then it just perpetuates itself through time. And that's the downside of it, is that if we become infected because we can't test until the animals are older, it's at least 4 to 5 years down the road before we know that we're infected, and by then it can be spread, you know, across a lot of the herd.
That was K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck with information on Yoni's disease and how it commonly gets in herds. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis and Rakes with Vietra 77 Livestock. It's certainly Monday. Hey, it's kind of a wet one, but boy. The boys and girls are in the pen. The steers and the heifers, guys, an outstanding set. Certainly come and see us here today on a great set of cattle. Well, the cattle markets, we talked about an undertone last week, and it kind of proved itself a little bit. We lost some money last week in the cattle markets, 185 in the cash, 290 in the carcass. Certainly stay in there, but hey, up is better rather than going down as far as the cattle market is concerned. Well, we will start at 10 at high noon. We will get into the hay department. It's all round bales with the weather forecast. No small bales out there today. In the big round bales, there's 10 alfalfa second cut at 1663. 12 alfalfa second cut, 1620. Prairie Brome, 10 and 10. They weigh 1522 and 1481. 10 round straw. In the prairie, there's 12 that weigh 1510. In the grass, 11, 1630, 23 at 1551, 6 at 1460, round corn stock, 7. Now, the thing to note is that through the hay sale, we will certainly continue with cattle sale on the inside. So make your arrangements to make that work. And there at 12:15, we will get in the 1, 2, and 3 head groups, the smaller deals, normally lightweight cattle, and work right through that into the very nice bunches that we have here today. We're going to start with Marlon Joy out of Stella with 22, Red Char steering heifers, preconditioned cattle 4 to 600. Out of Stella's Matt Joy, 13 black Char steering heifers, preconditioned 3 to 450. Schrock's got 10 red steering heifers. They're going to weigh 4 to 600 with a precondition. Mahoney, we're going to have some lightweights up there on the top side. 9 black and red steering heifers, preconditioned. They're going to be in that 300-pound range. Dennis Coots at Crabs got 10 black baldies. They're going to be preconditioned 450 to 5 and a quarter. Mitchell at Fairbury's got 18 head of black steering heifers, preconditioned 3 to 675. Bob and Rob Boxa has 20 head of black steering heifers coming off the cow with spring vac. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Scott Watermeyer out of Burr, 75 black steering heifers, preconditioned 550 to 700. The summer holders out of Steiner's got 45 black steers, preconditioned 550 to 650. Chris Fossler out of Philly's got 35 black steering heifers, preconditioned 6 to 700. Mr. Strawby at Tecumseh, 50 black baldy steers, preconditioned 550 to 700. Mahoney out of Tecumseh, 200 head of black and black baldies, steering heifers, preconditioned 450 to 675. Clarence and Doug Party at Sterling, 45 black steering heifers, preconditioned 5 to 600. Brian Brower out of Claytonia's got 45 black steers, preconditioned at 600. James Mintz at Philly, 16. Black steers, preconditioned 700. Darren Cotis at Western's got 30 black steering heifers. Excuse me, Darren Cotis, 550 to 700. Ed Runney, 14 black steering heifers, preconditioned 550 to 700 out of DeWitt. Galen Regeer, 28, head of black steering heifers, yearling 700 to 750. Fredericks has got 28 black steering heifers, yearling soft grass 7 to 775. Wilhelm's got 7 red white face steering heifers. They're going to weigh 7, 750 with the precondition. John Hippen's got 50 black baldy steering heifers, preconditioned 6 to 750. The Lenders out of Blue Springs, 40 head of black steering heifers, preconditioned 500 to 650. Nielsen out of Sterling's got 23 head of black steering heifers, preconditioned 7 to 800. Narod's out of Dorchester, 32 black Sim Angus steering heifers. They've got a 10-7 Wayne 550 to 700. Kenton Trayton Hippen at Lewiston, 150 black baldy steering heifers. They're going to weigh 6 1/4, 800. They are all preconditioned. In Chad Weichel out of Plymouth, 12 head of black and red steering heifers, preconditioned 650 to 700. Outstanding set of cattle. All of them are weaned except for one's group. And certainly, they're handled right and great cattle here today. So certainly, give us a call. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Slim, Ryan, we certainly appreciate the business.
733 from KNDY. Off and on, intermittent showers expected today. All of this extends clear down to south central Texas, pushing through Oklahoma. The better part of Kansas covered by scattered showers, and that pushing into southeast Nebraska this hour. It's 52 degrees. Warmer highs today in the middle 60s with middle 50s than on Tuesday.
November is National Novel Writing Month. A little encouragement for would-be great American novelists today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 18th, the 323rd day of the year. Author Clarence Day was born on this day in 1874, and in 1928, Mickey Mouse began his film career when Disney released Steamboat Willie. If you've been putting off writing your version of the great American novel, now might be a good time to start. November is National Novel Writing Month. That is a NaNoWriMo to enthusiast. It's an effort to provide encouragement and resources for would-be writers. In a recent survey, over 80% of Americans say they have a book in them, and there still may be hope that someone will actually read it. A decade-long decline in reading appears to have stabilized. Over half of young adults say they've read a book in the past year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was two low-scoring college football games over the weekend, but it was one victory and one loss here in Kansas as the Jayhawks end up going 4-6 now for the regular season after a slight victory over the number 14 BYU Cougars as they won 17-13 on Saturday. It was tied going into the half at 10 before the Jayhawks put one more touchdown on the board in the fourth quarter as they put a total of 242 yards on the board overall, 169 passing yards, and 73 rushing yards overall. On the other hand, the Kansas State Wildcats ended up falling to number 21 Arizona State on Saturday, where they lost 24-14 coming off a bye week. Wildcats had a total of 412 yards for their game, passing for 258 and rushing for 154. There are now only two games left in the regular season for college football as the Kansas State Wildcats stay on the road for next Saturday's game against Cincinnati. That kickoff at 7 p.m. The Jayhawks are at home against Colorado.
High school football scores from Friday night's sectional round action of the Kansas High Schools Association football playoffs. The Frankfort Wildcats defeat Burlingame in the final seconds 46-38. The Axel Eagles win their 50th straight contest as they defeat Osborne 54-8. Centralia over St. Mary's Colgan 46-14, while the Valley Heights Mustangs will make their first appearance in a sub-state round in school history after defeating Medicine Lodge 37-20. Clifton Klein defeated Madison 46-0, while the Nemaha Central Thunder defeat Osage City 33-27. That sets up a sub-state matchup. Axtell will host Frankfort next Friday night. Valley Heights will be at Conway Springs. Centralia hosts Rossville. Clifton Clyde at Central Plains, while Nemaha Central will host Council Grove.
For the second straight year, the Frankfort Wildcats advanced to the sub-state round of the 1A Division II Kansas High School football playoffs after a gutty 46-38 win over previously unbeaten Burlingame Bearcats. Frankfort trailed this contest 14-18 at half. They came out and forced a punt on Burlingame's first drive of the second half, answered that back with two touchdowns as they led 30-18 in the start of the fourth quarter. Three interceptions thrown by the Burlingame quarterback gave Frankfort the opportunity for this win as Wes Anderson punched in his second rushing touchdown of the game with 37 seconds left in this ball game, giving Frankfort the 6-point advantage, and then the consequential 2-point conversion was good, giving the Wildcats the 46-38 win. For the second straight year, your sectional champion. This will leave a matchup between Frankfort and Axtell in the sub-state round next week. For the second straight year, the Twin Valley League puts two teams into the sub-state round. Again, the Frankfort Wildcats victorious over Burlingame. They move on to 9-2 on the season. Your final score, 46-38. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Pulaski.
KNDY.